Okay, I'm Bob Worth from Lincoln County, a little town called Lake Benton, and I farm with my son, and we farm 2,200 acres.
Bob, how has the 2018 growing season been for you?
It's been a challenge. I mean, we started late, kind of the snowstorm. We got in the field the first part of May, and we had a good planting season. I mean, that 2 weeks we had to get the crop in, we got it in. And then the rains came, and the rains came, and the rains came. So we have a fair amount of corn that is drowned out, and a lot of corn that looks pretty tough by yellow. I mean, we lost all the nitrogen. It just had too wet of feet. Soybeans the same way, but, you know, the last couple weeks we've been a little shorter rain, so the soybeans have really come around. They've got a nice color to them, and they're really lush. Beans are tall, potted very well. I mean, we're so far advanced from where we should be. I mean, the corn is all in milk stage, and the soybeans are potting very, very good, which is really early for us.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, had the heat not shown up in June and July, where the crop would be because of all those planting delays.
Well, it had been really bad. I was expecting something like that to happen. But, you know, when we had 100-degree temperatures on Memorial Day, which is something we've never had before, growing season really, crop caught up fast where it should be. And it's actually gone exceeded where it should be. So, yeah, it's who knows what this fall will bring. I just hope that wet weather doesn't continue into the fall, or we could have a really long fall.
So based on your comments, for maybe corn and soybeans, but it sounds like really with soybeans, you feel like there's some really good yield potential out there, and then other spots where maybe quite a bit of loss. Is that the case?
It sure is. I mean, we're going to have probably record yields in certain areas in the bean field, and in some areas we'll probably have a zero. I mean, there's just nothing going to be there. Same way in the corn. As you go through the field, you're going to see from zero to 250, which is 250 is very unusual for us and on Buffalo Ridge. But we're going to have spots of it, but we're also going to have a lot of zeros or maybe 50s or 100. It's going to be hard to determine what the average is going to be.
With weed control, I know a lot of farmers struggled with getting herbicide applications on because of how wet it was. How did you come out?
Well, it was a struggle. I mean, we were Liberty this year. First time we've ever gone Liberty. And I told my son that when we combine our soybeans, no problem of working late at night, because we were going to hit enough roots that we will be picking up the pop can or the coffee cup from all over the combine when we hit those, because they're really deep. So it was a struggle. It really was a struggle to get it sprayed. We got it sprayed. The weed control is working extremely well for us, extremely well. So overall, we're very happy, but we are going to have some challenges when we combine.
Last thing I want to ask you about has to do with trade, and I've been talking to farmers about the trade aid package proposed by the Trump administration, $12 billion. A lot of questions about how that will be distributed. What are your thoughts on the proposal?
You know, it's a Band-Aid. I mean, really, we'd like to have trade back. I mean, we want trade because that's what we worked all our life to get trade. I don't know how it's going to be. I mean, it's really being hush-hush about how the program is going to work. I hope it helps everybody. I mean, the rumor I have been hearing is it's going to be off your actual yield. Well, some of these guys are not going to have much of a yield, so it's going to be really difficult for them to get any aid, and the guys that really had a very good crop will get more aid. I don't think that's what it should be. I hope it should be for everybody.
Bob, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
You know, just go out and vote on primary. I don't care who you vote for. Just go out and vote. That's your privilege and right to do that.
Appreciate the time, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you.